Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm going to throat punch Mahigian.
Leave Paws alone.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, crossover time. Time to welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. They've been in the house for a couple hours. Guru, we always miss the meetings, and they got to come in early for them. So when we get a little bit jealous sometimes, when they get the Warriors at 4 o'clock.
I got you.
But
we got to acknowledge
live
this.
Today at 5.
Uh-huh. Right. I got you.
A little bit of a shorty.
Tonight is one of those nights.
Yeah. Norm would say you had one job, son, and you and I had one job. I thought we delivered, and Willard and Dibs let us know, Snotty, we were a little late to the party.
Couldn't care.
Yeah.
Say that out loud.
You say that, but what it basically was a double middle finger to all of the other people who work here at Odyssey, San Francisco. So if that doesn't matter to you,
it does to
then
me.
That's you.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
The whole thing's very on brand, I thought. I thought it was perfectly played. I thought it was absolutely perfect. You guys were late, but then you came out.
We got a little loud before.
Yeah,
Evan had to say
that was also on brand. Like, Guru's yelling while we're all having
Steiny
a...
I watched Steiny said he yelled more.
That one segment.
Yeah, but we can hear you better. And so, you know, the whole company-wide meeting is out there, and you guys are screaming about Kuminga or whoever knows what was going on. And you come out late, and then you leave with... Pretty Woman is your favorite movie.
My second favorite.
I know.
Okay, yeah.
But it might actually be your first.
Dude, I just love love stories,
man. The streets believe that you said Shawshank was your favorite because she said it. And so that no matter what she said, you would have said, mine too.
So here we go.
She
don't like those type of people.
She could have said 16 candles. And you would have been like,
and Mark's talking about the CEO of our whole
company is
not just the local market manager, but the number one Odyssey CEO, the Queen Bee, Buzz.
I got to do this because it just happened.
Okay.
Just envision me, chisel face, 40 pounds less, 25 years old. I'm in my prime. He talked about playing hoop with Molly, you know, pickup games. I played at Club One, scored on a Donald Foyle. It happened.
Oh.
I'll never forget it. So I say it to him and he's like, Goo, you're lying. Now the listener's like, why would I pick a Donald, who I love, and he's the man? But that happened. Now you're telling me I'm schmoozing with the new boss. Because what's your favorite?
I'm telling you that's what I'm not. I'm your guy. I'm telling you that's what the streets are saying about you.
All right, wow.
I believe you.
The streets always going to talk.
I believe you. I bet you know what Z Watanejo is.
Come on, man.
Do you?
See, I got a little new thing to my trade, to where when I'm insulted, I don't answer the questions that are insulted.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Who eventually hung himself after being paroled, and he etched his name on the beam before he hung himself?
Same name of a person who apparently won the survivor pool here at 95.7 The Game.
But see, now you're telling me that you think I'm lying, dude, so I can't give you those answers.
I'm not lying. I'm just asking questions.
No, but you're assuming I'm lying, so now I got to prove to you.
I'm not assuming and anything.
When
I'm
you
just
get in the 50-year-old club, you kind of...
Are you, wait,
you don't I have so no it. Idea what you guys are talking about.
So are you saying you know the answer, but you don't
Hell
feel like
yes,
giving
I know
it?
Everything about that movie.
Then text it to me.
Okay, I'll do that as soon as we get off.
Okay.
I'll text it to
Pretty hey, Woman?
No, Shawshank.
Shawshank. Steiny tried to keep up. And I'll text you more college basketball winners.
Dude, you are the man right now.
Thank you. Your boy's hot. When you text me the name of that person I was referring to, then I'll give you my 3-team Stone Cold college basketball parlay lock. And that's coming up.
And I'm done, Sonny. Go ahead.
What do you mean you're done?
Because I've been Westbrook, but I just want to say something to both of them.
Oh, I've been doing this you're not
for
done.
13 years. Okay. I came in feeling guilty. We've talked about the Warriors. Oh. I am so juiced. I feel like the Niners are playing tonight because if Seattle wins and they went out, they're going to be the one seed. That's incredible. But this drama around the Warriors or whatever's going on, but football, like, this is a humongous game
you're
tonight.
You're spot on.
And I told them this morning, like, we got.
I just said to Lucas and Grady 6 minutes ago, I go.
It's Seattle.
I'm not saying we won't do the same, but everybody is stuck in the Warriors soap opera to the point where.
I'm trying to.
Tonight is the biggest non-49er game of the year.
It's incredible.
And it's not close. And it literally could hold the key to whether or not the Niners actually have a shot at the Super Bowl or not. It's that big.
Yeah.
It's that big.
Oh,
so, Steiny, if you are someone who wants to still be stuck on one screen, I wouldn't be mad at you if you watched the football game. Especially because it's going to be over first.
Well, you're right there. That's what's there. You got to have multiple screens now.
It is tough. I don't even know if he has access to Amazon Prime.
Yes, I do.
Look at you, 2025.
It's Christmas time. You have to have Prime. How the hell are you going to get a gift here on time without Prime?
Well, there you go.
I mean,
I fired off on Prime like 4 times already before just today.
Oh, yeah.
It always comes back to the local teams.
Well, of course.
So I'll always ride with... Well, though, if the Giants were playing the Expos tonight, I'd probably watch the football
Shout out
game.
FP.
Expos is an amazing poll.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
I get it. I'm we'll watch everything. That's what we do. Yeah. And you'll be happy because my son's playing in a tournament tonight at USF, so I'm actually going to miss both games. I'm going to watch him.
Off of that.
Does that make you feel better?
But you're taping the game.
And okay, I'll probably be the doofus who's in the stands on my phone too while my son's
playing.
Nothing
like watching your kids.
You know what?
Man.
Come to think of it, I think I'll tape the Warriors.
Okay, no, I got you.
I'll start watching the football, and then I guarantee you by 6:30 or 6:45, I'll be like, "Yeah, I know what's going on here." Then I'll be 45 minutes behind on the Warriors, which is perfect.
I got 5 screens.
Fast forward all the commercials.
No, well, 3 plus the phone and the iPad.
No, of course, of course. Yeah,
is it all in one room?
Yeah.
And it just stays that way, or do you have to move one in there?
No, the I got 3. It stays that way in the lab, which is the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then I got the phone.
You have 3 TVs in your bedroom?
I'll take a picture and put it on Twitter.
In your bedroom?
In the middle.
We know you will.
That
is so aggressive.
It is.
Oh, my God.
I love ball.
That's
right. Fine.
Sports, man.
I don't have an opinion about it. I just have an interest.
Yeah, my buddy says when he hears Steiny say, "What am I going to watch?" It's not 1960. You can have multiple.
You can do both, but a lot of times when you're like doing 2 things at once, you're not doing either.
Exactly.
And so, damn,
Steiny, and this is not a demographic thing; it's the reality. So you're going to have 3 screens and whatever. Hopefully, you'll be watching some college rack, and I'll give you my locks of the day coming up. And so you're watching all these things, but you're not really watching any of them. And that becomes, to me, the whole dilemma. So, yes, the football tonight, I can't wait to watch it. This game is big for the Niners. Seattle beats L.A. The Niners can not only win the division, they can be the one seed.
So, if L.A. wins, is the division gone?
Kind of
basically?
A wrap. L.A.'s got Atlanta and Arizona left.
Yeah, you're hoping for
It's a little bit like Saran.
But Seattle, though, at home, and should have beat L.A. They missed the field goal in L.A. with five interceptions. It could happen.
I think it will. I think Seattle will win.
I don't know Adams' availability.
Oh, he's out.
He's out.
He's out.
Yep.
Like, they listed him as doubtful.
Puka Doncic. Yeah.
So, this is what happens. Last night, SportsCenter was on with that news. You were watching another game, so you missed it. That's what I'm talking about. If you have two games
now,
on at once.
This morning I left and they were, he was a game.
I tell you what, no, he's not been, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, he's out. But he ain't out, Stein. He's
he doesn't have capital.
No, I think he is out.
Well, he probably, no, he's going
he's
to
doubtful,
be.
Okay.
Yeah, doubtful. He hasn't been ruled out. Okay.
But Steiny's point is that because you're so distracted,
but I'm not,
you missed it. And so I'm going to defend you in this moment and hearken back to the show earlier where he had a take and then you blurted. There was a blurt. And then he got distracted and he lost his train of thought. So you two are like two peas in a one gigantic midday pod, and I love you both.
I love
Steiny,
you.
Like,
Guru, I love Willer brought gifts today.
Guru blurted, and then Evan said something, and then Guru with a re-blurt.
I don't know if I like blurt.
He hates that word, so keep using it.
It's when you just burst out, not with
burst
a take.
Burst is better, blurt.
Not with a rant, not with a take, but it's just a blurt. And believe me, I'm
that's
Captain
Blur. That's Horseshack on Welcome Back, Carter. I don't like Blur.
That's like
this.
A 50-year-old reference, by the way.
Yeah, boy.
We're trying to watch that on our show.
Got the boomer energy now.
Yeah, so you blurted. He lost his train of thought. You're watching four screens. Yeah. You missed the news. You guys are, you could be separated at birth.
Thanks for the hat, Willard. You going to tell the people what you got?
Yeah, thanks, Will. I got mine on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for
the hat. You're welcome. No, you get yours tomorrow.
Whatever.
Oh, you didn't get one?
Well, because I prioritize those who I'm going to see today.
Okay, gotcha. I'm at a funeral tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't let them take cheap shots.
And then some of you who I'm going to see tomorrow
still got it
today. Dibs, you get yours tomorrow. I could only carry so many.
I get it. Yeah. Beautiful hats, hats.
Thank you to Haka hats
I'm hashtag random. I'm blurting now, but we'll get to the Warriors.
Steiny, don't lose your train of thought.
Does Phillip Rivers have your attention? I don't think he has Steiny's.
No.
Vontae, he has a Jet. Like, I'm putting respect. You just played the Seattle Seahawks the first time in 5 years, and you did well for yourself. Phillip Rivers, now the Niners defense, which ain't Seattle, I'm just like, are you looking at it like, oh, this is a 45-year-old. He won't be able to do anything. Indy's got they got some talent.
No, okay, so Indy has my attention. Phillip Rivers does not have my attention. You should go hear what Cosell said about him.
Oh, my gosh,
He can't throw. Like, he cannot throw more than 10 yards down the field.
Did he say that?
He said that that's what it was when he retired 5 years ago.
The only throw he made down the field was desperation mode, and it got picked off.
Wow.
Yeah, sure, the Colts could win. They got a great running back, solid defense. The Colts have my attention.
All right, I got you.
If Phillip Rivers carves you up, we can all go home.
I mean, Guru expects, when did he last quarterback?
2021. Well,
yeah, Guru expects him to Monday be better. 5 years later, be better than he was. Just like Jimmy Butler.
I'm trying to remember the reference of the drop. One of your famous drops. I don't even know if we have it anymore. He's fat.
Oh, man.
He does look a little bloated.
Yeah, he does. And the face, too, I can tell. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Or
I encourage everyone to go look.
So you guys are mad.
Before the game last week in Seattle, some reporter goes, "Hey, how much do you weigh?"
I heard that.
And I don't think they ask like that. They're like, compared to what you weighed when you last played. And Phillip honestly looks at him and goes, "I don't know." He goes, "But here's the good news. I wasn't running away from anybody when I was starting."
Pretty funny.
And so maybe it doesn't matter, but yeah, if the Niners can't rush this guy, if they can't get a sack on this guy.
That's what you're saying.
Okay. Right. And they probably can't.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
4.4 yards per attempt last week.
Wow.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. And the one he threw it down got
4.4 meals per day, actually.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's going to be a hostile environment. Their season on the line. Yes. They're behind eight ball, but
Desperate. Monday night. Yeah, it'll be hard.
You guys, it's not that you love trivia. Grandy, I know you know. Last Monday night game that the Niners were on the road. Not Thursday, Monday night.
The last time they were on the road.
For Monday night football.
Let's see
which one of my three compadres can get it.
Make sure you have the right answer.
I don't have an answer.
Then it's not trivia.
How do we know if we got it right?
Grandy's going to tell us. That's why I say, Grandy, you can't chime in.
He's eating salad.
But by the time you guys figure it out, he'll be answer. I tried to think. I thought it was the Rams. That was a Thursday game.
Yeah, no, not this year. They haven't been on the road.
No, just in the last couple of days.
No,
give it to me on the road, Dibs. It's got to be I'm saying Arizona a couple years ago, okay. Monday Night Football. I think that's it. And I didn't lick it up, Willard.
You can't sniff if you're wrong. If you sniff and you're wrong, you just have a cold.
Don't you get the bid? Yeah, the sniff.
Don't you get it?
It's Arizona, right? Out of Arizona.
Let me play here. Let me be guru for a second.
You look like a second baseman with the hat.
Let me be guru for a second. So I'm surprised. I really am surprised right now. I'm a little disappointed. I'm kind of mad at you guys.
The answer is
no. It's not done, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's done.
Wait, let me give you guys a hint. Okay.
I have it.
So I wasn't.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
hint away.
I got it.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built.
Exactly.
For this.
It was the zero blitz.
Oh, you're wow.
It was the zero
Minnesota.
Yeah, two seasons ago.
Damn, Stoddy, we get the old.
And two Monday nighters last year, both at Levi's.
And speaking of, I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this. He got fired.
Yeah, he did.
He got fired.
I didn't like it.
Yep. I'm feeling a certain kind of way over here. You know, I love you guys. You're my brothers. But,
hey, I'm getting a little sensitive,
Stoddy. You know, I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but I sent you guys some invitations to a party, and I haven't heard a thank you or I got it. Okay,
and
we're coming.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm going too.
Yeah,
it's all dibs. All right.
By the way,
you.
I can tell you why I don't respond to something like that right away.
No, she says you can figure it out.
Well, you gotta ask why.
Yeah, I'm not really upset, but he would
I'm not
be.
Like it's New Year's Eve. I'm not saying yes until I've talked to
him. And the first thing I said is Willard and Dibs coming.
He would be. Who is the he?
He would be.
If I didn't get
invited. He didn't text him, "You're welcome."
Oh. Right. He wanted a response after saying thank you.
When you're invited to.
In the middle of a school board meeting. I think we'll be there. And thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that invite.
Well, here's the other thing.
Before you go, I got an evite from your partner, and I responded to the evite.
Sure.
Today, you texted me, and I responded to your text.
Yeah.
So not only have I responded to the evite, I also responded to the text.
So it was a bit.
Your bit is like his sniff. It's wrong, and it's out of line. Because I told you via text and via the evite response, we can't make it. My wife has made other plans. So not only have I responded once.
That's too bad.
And well, I've been to on the last couple, and they've been great. Like, you're the only one there with a three-year-old. How fun is that? You're chasing around.
We're going to have a couple little kids from next door.
How little?
Yeah. Like 7 and 9.
That's not a toddler.
That's true.
Right.
That's not a toddler.
Not ideal either.
And last year I spent the entirety of the evening, which beautiful event, fun times, the whole thing. I'm just chasing my two-year-old in a house that is not, nor should it be, toddler-proof.
No, you're not able to go places right now unless you get a sitter.
No, I can, and I will, and I do, but...
No, but you shouldn't.
No, but I do. I mean,
you shouldn't.
No, it's great.
Well, why not toddler-proof?
His backyard has a basketball court that's about 2.5 feet raised above the lower level.
I'm surprised
it passed
the permit.
She's out there running around. She's out there running around having fun. But I have to be like,
no doubt.
Sliding and, you know, doing defense in case she happens to miss a foot.
No doubt.
And then now, now she's in like the halo and we're in the emergency room.
Stop,
you don't have a pool, do you?
No.
Okay, hot tub. Covered.
Oh. And we got a new hot tub, too.
Ooh.
Oh, look at my
man. What was wrong with the old hot tub?
Yeah, you replaced it?
We got rid of it. Yeah, a leak or something.
Oh, okay.
No. Right.
But it's got a cover on it.
Yeah.
We don't need toddlers falling into
The only issue is the raised stairs.
There's two issues, the stairs and the raised
stairs. Stairs get a little slick late at night.
That could be rough for more than just toddlers.
So, yes. So when you are there with a toddler.
Yeah, there will be.
Okay. Yeah.
Did Evan fire up the hot tub when he was house-sitting for you?
I don't think so.
I got to ask him.
So I'm going to thank Guru today for something.
What happened?
So you really probably kept me out of a pickle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bump on a pickle?
So, Mr. you know, Mitchell. Yeah. We're talking about this party, and I started out, Evan and Guru, and that was it.
Yeah.
Dibs was a layover from other years, so we had his information. Oh. And I was just like, should I? And he's like, absolutely. So everybody's, Lucas was invited, Grandy invited, Willard, Dibs, Shasky, Spadoni, Lubman invited.
Yeah, oof. Sammy.
That's and controversial.
There, and the guy had forgotten, though, but I just texted him
Carter
2 minutes. Chickering's invited.
Okay. Oh, who?
Lucas slipped through the cracks until 2 minutes ago.
Man.
I just texted him. And I'm here's sure the other thing. Now I see good. Whitley in there.
Our girl.
Whitley, I'll give you an invite.
Willard, I got to and Dibs, I got to say
never
this.
Mind, you're what? Not invited, Whit.
Yeah. Well, not her fans are well, coming for.
Well, the way
for.
You, I mean.
She didn't even make eye contact. I said, Whitley, I'm going to get you an invite.
You also just made it sound like you're inviting her because she happens to be wow. sitting there.
No,
right
no,
now.
No. Yeah.
How about Taco Young walking by yeah. the window right now?
Yeah, how?
He's got plans.
By the way, I had to do the same thing this morning with the hats.
Exactly.
I'm like, look at him.
I don't have enough for the entire company. And I'm like, we're going to a company-wide, so I had to make True. Some. The organization had to go in a different direction. We had to make some cuts.
Well, go ahead.
I saw something today that disturbed me.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to use the name of the person. She works here.
Now we know it's a she.
She slunk into the arena.
Oh,
slinked into Nahigian's office with a bag, like a gift, and you could see. She got maybe six gifts for people around the office. There are more than six people around the office.
Wow, wow.
So
I got no problem with that.
Look at you being nosy.
I
wasn't nosy.
With that.
Well,
I'll tell you who it is.
I don't even want to know.
I don't like it when people are like, if you bring one, you got.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the kid birthday party. You don't have to invite the whole class.
All right.
You don't even know who some of these people are.
That's true.
Just give stuff to who you...
It's true.
Yeah. Get your people taken care of.
I don't want Niner Empire to come for me, but if somehow they're not playing in the Super Bowl because this is the impact that you had at your party that you invited us to, I haven't been to one since, Dibs. You were there, Willard's compound.
Yeah, right.
Where or what are we doing as a station to go watch the game somewhere? Or is your goal, even if the Niners aren't in it, I want to be at the Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't think that I'll be at the
either
Super Bowl.
If the Niners aren't in it, I ain't there. I need
I
to watch.
I don't think I would want to be there if the Niners
Where's
were in
Where's the party
it.
At?
I'm there. No
you're
matter
there?
Who's there.
See, your buddy's I'm got gonna you go. There. There yeah. You won't be able to see fumbles and all that.
I'll be in the suite.
But where are you watching,
And it'll be my first
Dibs?
Super Bowl. I've never been to the Super Bowl before, so I'm going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what a sacrifice for you to miss out on 5 deluxe rounds of golf, but get to go to the bowl. So,
wow, man.
I mean,
tell me about it.
It's
got me.
It's sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. So good on you.
Thank you.
And you know
what are we doing though, Dibs? Me, you, and Willard, Christy?
I'll
put something together.
Well, I'll
or
talk
we can
to,
find a venue.
I'll talk to the lovely Christy.
All right.
We might be up for it again. I don't know.
That was a great bowl.
It was
man.
Yeah.
Food
Dibs,
everywhere.
Dibs, would you come back? You've sworn it off, but you swore off fantasy football too, and then you played.
Right. That's different because that is my job and
no,
it actually
not.
No, my job is...
Let's go to Dibs, half in the bag.
First of all, I was not half in the bag.
You don't have to be in the league.
You'd have to up that fraction. No, but it's better for the show.
Yes.
It's better for everyone, and therefore I made that sacrifice.
Mm.
Going to your watch party
again... I would argue the same thing.
I would argue that that is much more detrimental to me, my mental health,
3 years later,
my general well-being.
We're still talking about it on the air.
We are.
We're getting content out of that, too.
Yeah, I mean, Guru going to the wrong house. Yeah. Yeah.
Martha Neighbors, Stewart, yeah. I was Snoop.
Me apparently like badgering your kids over their beggary, well, their ref beggary, which comes from the old man.
Referee Dibs.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah,
wild.
I'm good. It'll be,
okay.
Like, no matter who's in it, I'll be where I am every year, at home. Hopefully nobody has COVID this year. And we can all be indoors, and we'll just watch it together.
Go, I'll see what we can do.
All right.
All right, gents.
We'll figure that out.
And we'll yuck in on Bad Bunny. What do you mean, all right, gents, at 210?
I'm out.
We got to.
Why?
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Why?
Because Nagin says when things just peter out by their own.
But you're the only one petering out.
That's correct.
You would have left in 2019 here. Then.
Hmm. What do you mean?
I know what you mean. I'm giving you three.
I got to sit. So
for the last 6 years.
What if I'm tired of taking the abuse?
What abuse? Who's abusing
you? Yeah,
no,
it's been. You guys have been abused. Dibs has. For sure.
I appreciate your invite.
Thank you.
And by the way.
I also appreciate it, which is why I responded three different ways.
No, appreciate that.
But you texted right before your show started, so I think it's completely fair if you haven't seen that he responded to you.
Thank you.
It's totally fine.
Let's end on a high note on 95.7. The game, you can hang it.
S-O-F-T.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.